talking cell, and I apologize.
Yes, officer, that's all right. I did.
Carl Albert insisted I call you and talk about discuss with you this wording in this resolution. We are, you know, Bill Maillard and I introduced it, and of course we have pour it all the way if there are no changes in it, but we were trying to work out something whereby we would get as much support as we could on it. We're down to the last paragraph in which they suggested the changing it to recognize the needs for the allocation of additional resources, and I understand that perhaps isn't strong enough. They have come up with another little suggestion, and which they have asked to pass on, which says Congress recognizes the need for and anticipates the allocation of significant additional resources over a period of 5 years, etc. And Carl wanted me to call you and talk to you and see if perhaps that would be strong enough.
I don't think either one of them say anything, Carl. Instead, I don't want to go if they don't want me to go down and try to get these folks to do what they ought to do. And if they do it, then at least have a chance to say to them that we'll get in and try to support you. I think that, that what you've read there is just worse than nothing. We can blow the conference, and I don't care. I don't have to go. I just think that we've got the Cubas and the Dominican Republics and the Panamas. I got a long one on that today, and we're playing with fire. And I think we either think that we ought to consider going up to $300 million a year beginning in 70 and down the road, or we oughtn't to. Now, $900 million all this, as you know, is already authorized. But I don't think that the president going in to speak with one voice for the nation, and this is all he's got behind him, I wouldn't feel like I could speak above a whisper.
I'm for it all the way if we've got to vote to get it out of the committee just exactly like you want it, but we were trying to anticipate what would happen on the floor with it.
I thought this morning when Rusk suggested that we change the word recognize, what I want is recommend. I think that we did it in the Eisenhower resolution. I looked it over and studied the language this morning, and hell, they just authorized $500 million. But if they don't want to do that, I accepted the first time the State Department tucked their tail. They talked to the leaders, and the leaders say, well, they want to be consulted, but they sure don't want to talk about money. So we said, okay, we'll take the amount out, but we'll recommend additional resources, whatever it was, substantial additional resources. And I thought that at the least was a minimum. It wouldn't require anything unless they did all they supposed to do, and then we could debate on what the extent of the additional resources were among ourselves, but not at Punta del Este, not with them. I could say, hell, here's what I said in my statement, that's what I'm going for. But if this Congress changes what I've recommended and they all see that they have changed it and they look in which direction it was changed, I'm afraid I'll be convicted before I ever get on an airplane. So Russ said this morning, well, that they've gone so far that he just wished we could use the word support instead of recognize the substantial additional resources or whatever it was. And,
well, you got that in there,
well, you got the word need, though, that screws it all up.
Yeah, we did.
If you just read it to me without the word need.
It would be recognized as...
not recognized, support.
Supports, let's see, the allocation of additional...
Supports the allocation of additional resources. Now, that's all right. Then you can say, well, I'll support a third of it, or I'll support a half of it, or based on what they do, I'll support this. But I can say that my judgment would be it won't be what you want. All of you say it's a piddling amount. That's what they said down there this morning. But I think that this is about as pretty strong commitment supports the allocation of. But if I just support the need, that don't mean a damn thing. We all know they need it, and they need it 100 times more than this, but that doesn't mean we can give it to them. But I think if you just cut out the word need and say supports additional the allocation of additional resources. Then everybody could debate it, but...
Well, our problem on the committee is Brad Moss and Peter Freeland. If we can get those two over, we've got the majority of the committee with us on the Republican side, too. Those are the two we were trying to get happy over this wording. Otherwise, we're going to lose a majority of the Republicans on there. And that's, of course, we can bring it out. We can bring it right out and bring it to the floor, and we can win it on the floor. But we thought perhaps a substantial vote against this thing would be very bad.
Yes, it will. It will. And we may have to just cancel the whole damn thing anyway. I'm disappointed I thought that's milk and toast. I just gave Rusk and Saul Linowitz hell for agreeing not to put them out in there. And I hate like the devil to be representing somebody that I don't know what to represent. I'm kind of like a poker player, and I don't know what cards I got. And if I'm going into a meeting like this, I thought I had them all in the other day, and I thought they agreed to it, although I thought it ought to be the mounts. But Russ didn't, and he had talked to the Hills leaders, and I don't think the speaker did, and I don't think the majority leader did, and I guess you didn't, I don't know, so chairman.
I thought it happened to be better.
So I just took their advice, but God, when they go to doing this way, they're going to send me off to slaughter, and when I come back, they're going to say, well, hell, we didn't tell you to do anything like this, and I don't know what to do. So I'd rather not go. I told Russ this morning, hey, let Feelinghausen handle their foreign policy.
We'll get back with them, and as I say, we can beat them on the boat. We've got the boats in the boat.
Well,
we can report this thing out intact, and we'll do whatever you want us to do on that.
Well, I would just say I'd say the least I would want is support instead of, I would say recommend. But if you have trouble with it, I'd agree to support in lieu of recommend. Then the additional resources, I've already made that mistake. I crossed that bridge, and I'm committed to these leadership people, 40 of them that are in there, on that language. And then I'll just have to get by with the Latin Americans as best I can. But I don't want the word need in there, and I don't want it anticipating something. Hell, this is a conference to make them agree on something.
All right, so we'll go back and just tell them that situation.
Here's what you do. You look at what Cuba cost us. Then you look at the situation that we're in right this moment in Haiti, and you authority on this. You look at the 150-odd million we spent in a matter of days in the Dominican Republic. Now, if we want to avoid this and forget about it and run around the rest of the world to India, where they'll get over $1 billion this year, when we're talking about this hemisphere and the maximum in 5 years, then I just think that we ought to figure out what we want to do and do it. I don't want to, I wish we didn't have to give a damn one of them a dime. That's what I wish, but I wish as father the thought, if they have a damn breakout in these places, then we either have to let the Soviets come in and take over, or we have to go in and spend. Now, I'd rather spend a little bit in advance on some of these things than to spend it on military troops and having to go in, as I did, 37,000 in the Dominican Republic. And I don't know what the game the Republicans are playing. Eisenhower's for it. He sent his resolution up there, and you ought to look at the speech I made on behalf of it. As a Democratic leader, we Democrats supported the hell out of it. There were less than 20 votes against it in the United States Senate. And he authorized $600 million.
Well, I think then the thing to do is just go ahead with this and report it out with this wording and then let the chips fall where they may.
Well, we don't want to get it defeated. Maybe we just have to hold it. Maybe we have to postpone the conference. We ought to be careful. We oughtn't to give any dish rag stuff.
Yeah.
You just put yourself and ask each one of them. Now, this is their country. It's not a Democratic country or a Texas country or Alabama or Massachusetts. It's all one nation, indivisible. Now, we're going down there. Do they want their president to go down and not know any more than I know now? And I'm on my word of honor, I don't know what the Congress of the United feels. And I want to know. I'm asking to know. I can go and talk big and rear back and say, boys, I'll chunk it to them. I want $2 billion. I'll guarantee it. Then I come up here and I force her through and raise hell. But my colleagues say, why in the hell didn't you try to work out an agreement before you caught us committed?
Now,
president don't have to get any of that. Most presidents don't do it, but I'm trying my damnedest. But if these Republicans are going to play politics.
I made this statement in the committee yesterday that I thought that you were doing exactly the right thing, coming up ahead of time rather than coming in after the fact.
That's right.
And that's why I had introduced the resolution.
I'm awfully surprised at Brad Morris. He's normally pretty fair on these things. Do you know, is it a Republican? Is it Jerry Ford? He wasn't at the meeting I noticed the other day.
I'm awfully afraid that some of them, not, I don't think Brad or Peter Freelandhide, you know, any of those boys are trying to play politics. I think they're trying to work out something so that others won't play politics with it, you know. I think they're sincere in trying to work out some wording whereby they can get on the floor and give it full support. We made changes in the four paragraphs, as you know, not much. I really think maybe where we put supports that, for example, in the paragraph above, it says, "Further, the Congress, instead of recommend that the United States provide," we amended it and said, "Further, the Congress supports an increase in the system."
Well, the difference there is, one way you have the executives, you're going along behind him. The other way, you're going in front of him. I like the other better, but I don't want to be picky on this. I took all of them. Just said, okay, we'll embrace all of them. That's what I want, Congress. If they want this language, I'll take it. But when it gets down to what I'm going to do, and I'm sitting there with 18 men, you've been to more of these meetings than I have, and you know it better than I do. They say, okay, now what are you going to do? I'm going to say, you've got to put in here and here and here. If you do that, then I'll go back and ask my people to support the additional resources that are necessary up to the tune of $1.5 billion. Now, that's what I want to say that I will do. And that's what I would plan to do. But if I am instructed ahead of time and put handcuffs on, say, go back and say you'll support additional need in Latin America. Well, hell. I'm a country boy, and you are too, but we've been snipe hunting before.
No question that this cuts it down. I think things need to do is talk to Peter and Brad. And
tell them, and come talk to me, and I'll tell them how I feel if you want to. Bring them in the back gate anytime you want to, but just tell them I'd rather not go than go that way, and I don't want to kid them. I don't want to fight them. I'd just rather not go.
We've got to have those boys with us the floor. I think it's very important, and I think maybe if we can't get them convinced otherwise, maybe we'd better bring them down in the back gate.
That's good to me.
All right.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you very much, Brad. All right, Brad.